streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Ready to roll. It is a Wednesday, game 3 of the finals. Nuggets Heat tonight live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. We're stacked today. Absolutely stacked. I swear, I am reading all the pearl clutching by the sports media, the golf media, J-Mac. I don't think those people have ever actually won a business.
I would guess no.
Yeah, they're lobbing grenades. They don't have any idea how the world works.
Yeah. A couple of us up here have run businesses.
Yeah, it's hard, and there's decisions, and you do business with lots of different people, and crazy. So I want to start with that. So as of this morning, and I know a percentage of you are uncomfortable with this, but the PGA Golf is run now by a Saudi Arabian investment fund. You got a problem with that? Because the biggest companies, advertisers for golf, they do business with Saudi Arabia. You got a problem with that? There's been tournaments, European tour, with authoritarian governments. By the way, I used to work for ESPN. Do you know the first company that owned ESPN? Getty Oil. Oil business. Dealt with the Middle East. The pearl clutching. Some of you media peeps, ever run a business? Not everything's perfect. It's hard. Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson left. They needed their stars back. I saw a headline today by a golf writer. Pro golf will never be the same. What is it other than tax exempt? What is golf? Let me describe golf for you. Augusta National, they run the Masters. The USGA runs the US Open. The PGA of America runs the PGA Championship, not to be confused with the PGA. That's different than the PGA of America. The R&A Golf Club runs the British Open, and the Ryder Cup is jointly run. I mean, this is like Bitcoin. Who's got shares? You thought NFT was confusing. Golf is boxing with a four iron, convoluted, weirdly managed, hanky, wonky. Who knows who runs this stuff? Maybe the Saudi Arabian investment firm unifies it. Alan Shipnuck, a great golf writer, talked about this yesterday, the sanctimony being lobbed by all the purists.
The European PGA Tour would have gone out of business a long time ago if it was not hosting its biggest money events in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, China. That tour has stayed in business in these playing in these places with autocratic governments. And it's always been a factor in the sports world. I mean, you mentioned the EPL. I mean, half of those teams in the English Premier League are now owned by Saudi Arabia or other Middle Eastern interests. And so it always felt a little hollow and a little sanctimonious. Now, the tour's biggest sponsors, Coca-Cola, FedEx, Morgan Stanley, they all do business in Saudi Arabia. They have for a long time. So the lines got very blurry.
The Masters, the U.S. Open, get TV ratings. The British Open, hit and miss, starts too early in the morning for many of you, and the PGA Championship depends on who wins it. But I mean, it's always been a hodgepodge of management in golf. Hopefully now it can be unified. But the bigger picture is I can't keep track of some of your morals and sanctimony. So let me get this straight. You don't care who makes your iPhone. You don't care who makes your sports shoes you're wearing for your kids, your sports apparel. You don't care about the apps on your smartphone. And you apparently don't care that your government has relationships as Saudi Arabia is our number two trading partner. None of that matters to you. Where you draw a line is golfers. The hell? What are you talking about? Even Rory McIlroy, little egg on his face today, little bit of an idealist. Even he admitted this morning, golf's going to be better funded. It's going to be better.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and, you know, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, removing myself from the situation, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that. But for me as an individual, yeah, there's just going to have to be conversations that are had.
Yes, you're going to have to pay like a fee to Rory McIlroy and a Brooks Koepka and a Phil Mickelson for them to show up to your tournament. And Phil Mickelson has talked about that. And Greg Norman, who was a rock star, have talked about that for 10 to 15 to 20 years. It's not a new thing. But before you start pearl clutching and telling me about your morals, TikTok from China, Twitter owned largely not just by Elon Musk, but Saudi Arabia, government's number two trading partner, sports apparel, sports shoes, you wear them, your kids wear them, your favorite team wears them. That doesn't bother you, nor does it with our government. You draw the line at golfers. Because it never bothered you that the biggest sponsors had relationships in the Middle East. That never bothered you. But the individual golfer, that is the line. Come on. Golf's probably better today and better funded, certainly. All right, so game three tonight, Nuggets and the Heat. And the two groups in America that are just, for me, non-starters. I will not listen to anything two groups in America ever have to say. Election deniers. And the NBA is rigged. There are no two bigger groups of weirdos than those groups. The elections aren't rigged, and the NBA isn't either. How do I know that? Because in the last 12 years, if Denver wins the championship, here are the NBA champs. Mavericks in a football town, Raptors in Canada, Spurs, Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland, and maybe Denver. And oh, by the way, the Warriors' first title was in 2015. That was their first in 45 years. I remember the Rick Barry teams. I remember the Clifford Ray, Jeff Mullen. Yes, J-Max looking at me. What is he talking about? I remember that. Some of the first basketball I watched. Most of you don't. They were not a big franchise. They were not a national team before Steph Curry. Okay, so you can say, what about the Warriors? What about them? They just happened to stumble upon Steph Curry. But their first championship in 2015, they were not a big brand. So if Denver wins, over half the last 12 winners are non-traditional powers. No Celtics. Lakers was in the bubble. No Chicago Bulls. No New York Knicks. No Philadelphia 76ers. Listen, for the record, if you were a seedy referee or a degenerate gambler and wanted to rig basketball, you'd do college basketball because 90% of the games are not on television and nobody would know, and the players are mostly college kids and they're broke. You could buy them off. But Denver and Miami are proving that excellent coaching staffs, not just the head coach, excellent coaching staffs, drafting smartly, Jokic went in the second round, player development, demanding players are accountable, solid supporting cast, and two great playoff performers, Jimmy Butler and Jokic, these are the two best teams. And I do wonder if the two best teams are coming down to one clear reality. In the first two games, Miami has gotten an inordinate amount, a bizarre amount of what the NBA terms analytically as wide open threes. 16 in game one and 10 in game two. Game one, they couldn't hit them. Game two, they did. That is a high, a bizarrely high number of wide open threes. 26 in two games. And my guess, teams generally shoot a little better at home. If they hit them tonight and get them tonight, Miami wins tonight. And winner of game three, I think, wins the any series about 60-65% of the time. I still think Denver is better. But the election is rigged crowd and the NBA is rigged crowd are two groups I'm just not interested whatsoever in listening to. Denver is a football city. Miami is a transient city. They don't support most sports outside of the Miami Heat. The hockey team, the football team, the college teams, they don't really get universal support, annual support. These are the teams that have earned their way there. All right, it is great to have you in today. The golf stuff is, I tell you, I don't talk a lot of golf, although I like watching the majors, but an investment fund in Saudi Arabia now essentially runs the sport, and Rory McIlroy was totally honest. We're better funded. It's better for the sport. They were leaking oil, so to speak, on the PGA Tour. Sponsors were bailing. They wanted their stars. They got them back. In every other entertainment business, and golf is entertainment too, stars drive the bus. They lost Brooks Koepka. They lost Phil Mickelson. Be one thing if Tiger was still in his prime. Maybe you don't do it. That golden goose is over. Tiger's not dependable. Brooks and Phil Mickelson are the two guys, along with Rory McIlroy, that get me to a TV set. Now all three are conjoined.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period.
It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Check out discover.com/match. End of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you earn. Everything you earn doubled. Check it out. So one of the reasons I don't talk a lot of NBA during when it starts in October, November, December, January, February, March is it's fool's gold. First of all, football's king. I stay on that. And then in March, I go take a vacation or two, talk some college basketball. And then I kind of dive into the NBA heavily in April and May and then early June, which is where we are now. And one of the reasons I do that is because I think sports talk is NBA sports talk in October, November, December, January, February is the cotton candy of our industry. No substance, no nutritional value. It's fool's gold. All the time wasted the last 10 years talking about Westbrook, Harden, Ja Morant in the regular season means nothing in May and June. Zippo. Jimmy Butler matters when the NBA matters. Late April, May, and early June. Nick Wright and I discussed this. Is he one of the top five players yesterday on the show?
How could anyone argue that when it comes to the postseason, they would rather have Joel Embiid? That they would rather have any of those other guys who have not shown the ability to raise their game in these moments? And so if Jimmy Butler is not a top five player in basketball, fine. Is he a top five playoff player? Absolutely he is. If you can only have an 82-game guy like a James Harden or a 16-game guy like Jimmy Butler, obviously Jimmy Butler's more valuable.
For the record, television ratings in the NBA indicate it's that 16-game part that you actually watch much more than the 82-game part. And Butler's like a really good accountant. He's available to you all year, but you really need him in April. Jimmy Butler, to me, in a game seven or a big series, is a top five player in the NBA. And Jimmy Butler matters when the NBA really matters. No cotton candy here. It's all substance. All substance. All real calories with Jimmy Butler. That's why it's easy to root for Miami. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I was going to break in there with some breaking news that the line has moved for tonight.
Okay,
let me
guess. It
looked like it was headed toward Miami yesterday. It was 2.5 going down toward 2.
What is it now?
It's at 3 now.
So I like Denver tonight.
So day of game money on Denver.
So who do you like tonight?
I think Denver.
I do too. I think it's 5-6.
But
six
I don't
points.
Know that I would bet it with the spread.
Michael Porter's played very, very poorly. That's been a problem because he is their second or third best player. Certainly a talented guy, but he's not playing particularly well. And you pointed out yesterday, I think accurately, that he didn't touch the ball much in game two because Jokic was primarily a scorer. So he kind of got frozen out and then he pouted or just got out of his groove. I thought that was a real good point by you. So when they move the ball, you know this as a player on your team, the more touches, the more players get, the more people that are involved. The ball moves quicker. It's more team-oriented. That's when Denver's at its very best.
I know you like the finals, but you also care about my men's league team.
I do, greatly.
We played a team last week. They, like, half their team watches the show big time.
Yeah.
They come up to me after the game. Yeah. I didn't even play because I played in a soccer tournament. You know, I got
whatever.
A lot going on. And they go, hey, J-Mac, are you going to talk about this game on the show? I was like, I'll ask Colin, but probably not.
No.
They're hardcore fans, like 23-year-old
okay,
dudes.
Great.
We
yeah.
smacked them
so
up.
So is America. That's
all right, let's move on. First up, reports indicate that Brock Purdy will be the starter in San Fran if he's healthy come week one. But Trey Lance, Colin, oh my gosh, he's starting to regain his starting role maybe after last year's injury. According to George Kittle, Trey Lance is looking a lot more like the third overall pick that we thought he would be.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I think Trey looks significantly better than he did last year. I really do. I think his confidence is there. I think that he's throwing really good passes. He overthrows people once in a while. Hey, it is what it is. He's still learning stuff. But, I mean, just watching him, he just looks so much more comfortable and confident in the pocket. And I really appreciate that from him, from all the work that he's put into it. He just looks comfortable back there. And he doesn't look like he just looks like he's having fun.
Well, even if they don't play him, they want to showcase him in the exhibition season because they'd want to move him if it's a Darnold, Brock Purdy franchise, which I think it is going forward. So the franchise
or maybe season?
Well, I know. I think for the
you
next...
You can't ride those two dudes.
I think you absolutely can for 2 years. Brock Purdy for 2 years, you're riding him. Absolutely.
They got a 7-game sample size. I like him.
But he went 7-0 in the 7-game sample size.
Well, he went 7-0 or the team went 7-0?
Well, I know winning is not like a quarterback stat, but it sort of is since Patrick Mahomes keeps winning Super Bowls. Like, it matters. I mean, it does. Baker Mayfield would not have gone 7-0. I do not believe. I think Patrick Mahomes would have gone 7-0, but I do think that's always been a cliche. You know, winning is not a quarterback stat. Yeah, it kind of is. Like, nobody's saying coaches don't matter, but the greatest coach ever, Belichick, now is a 500 coach without Brady.
How is San Francisco winning with Brock Purdy?
How did they win 7 games last year with him?
Awesome defense, ridiculous skill position players.
Did they all quit? Did they transfer to another league or something?
Well, now there's some tape on Brock Purdy. So perhaps there'll be a little regression.
Oh, yeah.
As you like to say, water finds its level. We know Brock Purdy's not a superstar, right? Come on.
You don't have to be a superstar with that roster. You have to be capable. Jimmy Garoppolo, definitely not a superstar, got to a Super Bowl and led Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Garoppolo's up here. Purdy's not quite on his level. Come on. Garoppolo was like second or third round pick of Belichick?
I'm just saying this morning. If you went to general managers and said Brock Purdy or Garoppolo, Brock Purdy's the better athlete. He moves better. Brock Purdy's healthier, and they both have good, not special arms. I would take Brock Purdy today. And
Garoppolo's got a foot. We don't even know.
Okay, but I'm saying athletically, in 2023, Brock Purdy moves better than Garoppolo. That's not an argument. Brock Purdy can make sideline throws. Jimmy can't. Brock Purdy has an injury, first ever. Didn't get hurt much in college. So my guess going forward is Brock will be the healthier quarterback. That's three boxes I check. More mobile, better sideline thrower, long-term health. All Purdy. And cheaper. Four. That's four boxes I win. Where's the gym?
It was the throwing arm elbow he hurt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. Like, we don't know that he's going to come back automatically.
He's not a pitcher.
A year ago this time, Brock Purdy was not on your radar, mine. No sports show was talking about him. He was a non-factor, a non-entity. We didn't even know if he'd make the team.
Okay,
now he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
3 days ago, I didn't know the PGA and the LIV would be conjoined. So, I mean, what does that mean? I didn't know because he hadn't been drafted. Now he's been drafted. Now I've seen him. I think Brock Purdy is a starting quarterback in the NFL.
I would agree.
I don't think he's a top 10 guy.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, again, if you gave me, let's take Kirk Cousins, who we know is capable. He's a better athlete than Kirk. I think he throws a better sideline ball than Kirk. I think Kirk's more talented, but I think he's very close in that class. And by the way, Purdy's played better in big games than Kirk has through his career.
But Kirk's had a lot. Kirk's had more big games.
And not done
Purdy's
well.
Purdy's had games, you know?
Not done very well in those big games.
Listen, I like Purdy, and now it looks like I'm a hater. Let's just move on.
Okay.
NBA, Anthony Davis, oh boy. Eligible for a 3-year extension this summer up to $167 million.
Interesting.
I can't believe I got to do math this early, but that's over $50 million a year.
You cannot pay him that.
Oh, boy. NBA insider Dave McMenamin isn't so sure the team is going to give Davis the extension this offseason. Here's what he said. You just don't do it. You play out this year with him. You see where things stand with him and LeBron. Obviously, then you risk the second year he has left. He can opt out and leave as a free agent. You hope AD is healthy and you get the best out of him next year. But I don't think they're going to be in a position to offer a long-term extension this summer.
You cannot. By the way, the Lakers are different than the Orlando Magic or the Milwaukee Bucks. If players leave and you have cap space, players want to play for the Lakers and their marketing machine. Why did LeBron come here? This was not a winning franchise when he came here. They were a mess. Mm. LeBron chose it because of business, the business apparatus known as the Lakers and Hollywood and entertainment. So this is not your typical franchise where if you lose a guy, you got to get stuff back.
Okay.
If a guy walks out of L.A., and you got cap space, you make phone calls. Paul George and Kawhi chose the Clippers. They chose L.A. and the Clippers.
Okay. You be Palinka or Genie Bus, right, whatever you want to be. I'll be A.D.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Hi. It's me, A.D.
Hi.
Do you guys watch The Herd? You see how I was the number one ranked player in the playoffs, according to Colin Cowherd? That guy knows something about hoops. Not as much as J-Mac. But anyways, he had me number one. I was healthy. I played a lot of games.
Yeah.
We got to the conference finals.
That was great.
Look at my numbers. Look what I did against Golden State and Draymond Green, the defensive player of the century. Can I get that extension?
Not right now.
Really?
We're concerned about your health.
You don't want to give me the extension that I'm up for? AD, I'm the guy next to LeBron.
Are you up?
Did we win a title in the bubble? I forgot, Genie or Rob, whoever you are.
Are you up for it this moment?
Yeah, I'm up for the extension now. I had a great run in the postseason. I had a great season. Look at my numbers.
Do we have to give it to you now?
Yeah.
No, we don't. Because
if you don't, I'm going to be unhappy. And you know what?
All right.
Tomorrow's price ain't today's price.
Okay, be unhappy. That's
what you want to do to your star.
Well, when you're available, you're our star.
That's cold-blooded.
No,
that's not how you treat your star.
Well, that's when your star is available.
Yeah, maybe I won't show up at training camp. Huh? How you going to like that?
Maybe
I was going to look for you guys. What happens if AD goes away? Oh, that's right. You get knocked out of the playoffs like 2 years ago.
I'm willing to play
that
game.
Or you don't even make the playoffs.
I'm willing to play that game with AD. Totally willing to play it. Here's a guy that came in out of shape after the championship. Out of shape. You're a pro athlete. We don't ask much. Be in shape.
Okay, I wouldn't pay him either, just for the record. All right, anyways, final story. The Suns officially announced Frank Vogel as the new head coach. He got a 5-year, $31 million contract. Vogel takes over another team with two stars in KD and Devin Booker. Last time he did that, he won a title. Here's what Vogel had to say about Phoenix.
I think the first thing I can apply is direct belief, you know, because I've done it. I've been a part of it, you know, and I know that if the talent is in place, you know, that you can galvanize a group and, you know, take the league by storm. The number one habit that we develop all year is that we have to play harder and tougher and with more hustle than our opponents every night. Because if you develop that habit over 82 games, boy, when you get come playoff time, you know, when every team's trying to ratchet it up, like, it's already going to be there for us.
Sounds like he's talking to DeAndre Ayton, huh?
Well, he has a history of working very well with bigs, so he's going to clean up DeAndre Ayton. Booker and Durant are great. I like your idea yesterday. Bring Chris Paul back, a little bit of a discount. Try to talk a couple of veterans coming off the bench, and they're going to be a really good basketball team. It's a really good team. I mean, again, they lost to Denver. It's okay. Denver swept the Lakers, too. Denver's good.
It's the way they lost in Game 7 against Dallas 2 years ago by a million at home and by a billion at home to Denver.
Yeah.
That says something about, like...
Well,
come on, does LeBron get waxed at home by 30?
Well,
in an elimination game? That just doesn't happen to superstars.
Maybe that's...
How did it happen to KD and
Booker? That's why they moved off their coach. Maybe they wanted a different culture. I'm just throwing it out there, but that's maybe why they moved off, okay. Monty. There was something in the locker room, something in the water, something in the culture they didn't like. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
I like
news.
To be positive. Inside the building, I am known as optimistic Uncle Colin. I like to take the positive sides. I've tried with the Green Bay Packers to be very positive in regards to Jordan Love taking over for Aaron Rodgers. But I saw another headline yesterday. Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love has made some really significant strides this week. Like literally strides, like he's running and his strides are. I have never sold my stock on a football team in an OTA faster than I'm selling Green Bay's now. So here's the last four headlines that we basically have on Jordan Love. Remember this one, March 28th? We all have to kind of temper expectations for Jordan Love. We do. I don't even have high expectations. You want me to temper my mediocre ones? Remember the next headline? May 23rd. Matt LaFleur on Jordan Love. A lot of good things. A lot to clean up. Really? It's year 4. He's not even playing in games regularly. What's there to clean up? Footwork? It's year four. The next headline, June 1st, David Bakhtiari defends Packers are entering a rebuild and switch from Aaron to Jordan Love. Yes, David Bakhtiari said June 1st, we are in a rebuild. This is not a rebuild roster or a rebuild coach. If it's in a rebuild, it means Jordan Love is not very good. It's a good roster. It's a good coaching staff. It's a good up front office. It is. And do we got any more headlines here? Oh, June 6th, Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love has made significant strides in OTAs. Significant? Listen, the NFL has pivoted to a one-way-to-win league. You got to be really good at quarterback. And the Packers don't have one, apparently. I saw this story this morning when I came in. Green Bay Packer fans are reacting to rookie Sean Clifford outdueling Jordan Love during practice. That's the fifth headline. Thank God Green Bay's in a division with the Bears. Thank God they're in the NFC. And thank God their schedule early in the NFL is littered with tomato cans. So I went and looked at the Packers' schedule. And let me tell you, I came up with six wins based on those five headlines. I think they'll win early in week two at Atlanta. They'll beat New Orleans and Vegas. And then I think they go on an 8 or 9 game losing streak. I'll give them a win over Tampa, Carolina, and hosting Chicago late. But folks, I'm just reading the headlines. You start looking, I'll give them some early wins, but that the middle of that schedule, at Denver, Minnesota, just look at the quarterbacks you face. Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff. There's a lot of L's there. So I think we're going into what the Packers were in the 80s, kind of irrelevant. They don't have a great quarterback. It's increasingly a quarterback league. This is not a time when if you had, 10, 15 years ago, great running back and great defense, you could be a dominating team. Those days are over. So I looked this morning. I'm moving to 6-11 with the Green Bay Packers. I was trying to be very positive. Very positive. I got them at 6 wins this morning. I went to the schedule. And I don't think that's negative. Ooh. I'm doing that based on five different headlines.
Okay. Do you remember we talked about this when Brady left the Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay? Belichick had to pivot to Cam Newton, then he got Mac Jones, and we'll see. Are we talking about a major wasteland here for the Packers? Like, going forward, they're going to just... They're not going to be able to find a friend? Because they're not... Their defense is good enough, they're not going to be like a 3-win team.
No, this is a good B-plus roster. There's a lot... They have elite corner. A great young safety, Rashawn Gary, an emerging star at receiver, a star running back, Bakhtiari's a top three tackle. Their O-line's role is good. A winning coach, an offensive coach.
Well, a winning coach with Aaron Rodgers. And I do wonder how much did Watson look awesome with Rodgers last year? Is Watson going to look a little ordinary? Like, defenses don't have to defend Love the way they did Rodgers. Like, Rodgers can kill you over the top with precision and perfect passes. All the Jordan Love highlights we keep running for the last 3 months is dink and dunk, yak 'em.
First of all, it's not a free agent market. They don't have an owner, which we always undersold that. They do not have an owner. They don't have an owner to get on the phone with an agent. They don't have an owner to go to the front office and say, I want that. I'm going to overpay for that. Like Stan Kroenke did with the Rams with Matt Stafford. Stan Kroenke told me he was on a tarmac. He got a call from Les Snead and Sean McVay. He was going overseas. He's on a tarmac. And they're like, Matt Stafford. And he said, go for it. They don't have that. Everything's got to go through a meeting. It's not a free agent market. It's not an attractive market mostly for pro athletes. It's not even a city. It's a small town. Well, it's got a couple hotels and a steakhouse. There's not much to it.
Well, not everybody loves a big city. Small towns can be attractive.
For you and I with kids, a lot of pro athletes, they want to have fun. They like to go to the big cities. It's why LA is very attractive to pro athletes. They like stuff to do. Green Bay's great if you're a middle school teacher and your kids, you're safe. It's wonderful. The Packers, pro athletes are young and wealthy, and they
What about Summers in Sheboygan? Isn't that amazing? I've heard good. Sheboygan is a city in Wisconsin.
Yes. No, Wisconsin Dells. It's gorgeous. The Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin's beautiful.
What is that, like a lake or something? Department store? What's going on here? I always see Packers guys riding their bikes in the downtown and getting ice cream, and they're really one with the community. A lot of people love that. Why are you laughing? You're Mr. Middle America, aren't you?
Yeah, I fly over it all the time. Is Wisconsin Dells a department store?
I don't know.
People in Wisconsin, if they're listening, laugh at that.
I've never been there. Tell me, what is it?
Just look it up. It's called Google. It's a search app, okay?
All right.
A search engine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Week 9 of the USFL kicks off Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox as Michigan takes on Pittsburgh. Then the action continues on Sunday as Philly battles New Jersey at 7 p.m. Eastern. Catch every play Saturday and Sunday on Fox.
I saw this story. The Jets playing the Hall of Fame game, which, you know, people like that thing. That's the first game of the year, like August 2nd or 3rd. Jets are playing in it. So they've canceled one of their mini camps. And I will tell you this. I love football. I think football practice is mythology and overrated. Sean McVay years ago said, I'm not going to play any of my starters in the preseason. And people freaked out. Sean McVay has coached in 20 September games. He's 16-4. Exhibition season, useless. All mythology. Zero effect on winning. By the way, you know who's won 23 straight preseason games? The Ravens. They have one playoff win during that streak. and no franchise has been more injury-riddled during that streak than the Ravens. It's harm's way. Football practice, think about college. So in college, you have 19-year-olds, not 27-year-old men. You have kids. You lose a 30-year roster every year to like graduation or NFL or, you know, new scholarship players. 18-year-old, 19-year-old guys. You have limits on practice, 17 hours a week because of the NCAA. And yet on Labor Day, with no warm-up games, you got to go play. And in that time, Nick Saban has won 28 straight games in September. The best coach has won the most games. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Practice is not always irrelevant, but OTAs, a lot of it's mythology. Preseason, if I was commissioner, I would get rid of it. I'd have more joint practices. The only time I'm into OTAs is when, like, for instance, because it's such a quarterback-driven sport, if you have a rookie quarterback, Houston Texan C.J. Stroud, Carolina Panthers Bryce Young. I think OTAs are very important for those quarterbacks. Or you have a quarterback who is a first-year starter, Green Bay. He's also got two really talented rookie tight ends. Jordan loves the new quarterback. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs are young, emerging players. I think the Packers' OTAs are really, really important. But I've always thought all this talk about practice, all this talk about OTAs, all this junk about preseason, college football with kids and limitations on practice. These are not professionals. Even though they have NIL now, they're not professionals. They don't have any practice games. I watch every Labor Day weekend. There's great college football. I can't tell. Look like they're well-schooled and well-coached to me. I can't tell. I saw this story. There's two different takes on the LeBron-Kyrie story. Here is one take. A guy I know, Bill Ryder, he works for CBS. He has a source saying this is what LeBron does. He can't help himself. You know, there's a lull in play, and LeBron and his camp want to make news. It's not going to happen. It's preposterous. Here's another take. Zach Lowe is a podcaster. He says, I don't think the door is shut completely. Just because it doesn't happen this summer, Kyrie to the Lakers, doesn't mean it can't ever happen. I don't think that door is closed, said Zach Lowe of ESPN, who's a popular podcaster. But is part of it this? If you're going to space out the games 72 hours of nothing to talk about, this is what happens. Football has always been brilliantly constructed. Sunday games, we talk about it Monday. Monday games, we talk about it Tuesday. Wednesday, we talk about college football. Thursday night game. Friday, we talk about it. Wednesday's your sort of day off to take a deep breath, go out with the fam, go out with your wife. Then by Thursday night, you got to watch the games. Even the way they do it on Sunday in the NFL with the European games, a game at 6 a.m. Pacific, then games 10 a.m. Pacific, then games 1 to 1:15 Pacific, and then Sunday night football. They don't give you time for anything other than football. The NBA, the last time the Nuggets and the Heat played was 5 o'clock Pacific Sunday. They don't play again until tonight. So you leave this open, and guys like LeBron and the agents and the reporters are going to poke and prod, and stories like this develop. A lot of this is, and I've seen this with the World Series before. When they have the World Series in October and the NBA season starts, the college football season's underway, the NFL season's well underway, and you have 2 and 3 days in between games. We lose attention. We just lose track. Where'd the games go? You play back-to-back-to-back-to-back in baseball during the regular season. Why don't you play back-to-back-to-back-to-back during the playoffs in the World Series? Why are you leaving openings for the media to lose attention? Doesn't make any sense. So I do think the reason Kyrie and LeBron makes a little sense because it could benefit both teams. Kyrie is what the Lakers need. Another great shooter. And Dallas is sort of trapped. They don't want Kyrie for 4 years, but who's going to play with Luka? Porzingis didn't work. Brunson's gone. Kyrie didn't work well. They're running out of options. Will Luka be the first star, as J-Mac pointed out yesterday, who moves on? Who says, I can make my money up in shoes. I can make my money other places. I'm not playing here. So I don't think Dallas is desperate. But if you don't want to sign Kyrie to a four-year deal, could you appease Kyrie Irving by getting him LeBron for 2 years? It's something I think it's worth thinking about. Now, the other argument is LeBron just moved to L.A. Why would he move to Dallas? He wouldn't have to move to Dallas. It's called a Gulf Stream. He could watch his son's home games, Bronny at USC. LeBron no longer plays 82 games. He plays closer to 52. You can work out the schedule, give him 2 and 3 day rest periods where he can go back home, go see his son play for the Trojans. But I think there's something there. I don't think it's going to happen. But I think anytime a situation benefits both parties, you've got to think about it. And I think they are. All right, J-Mac. Ryan Russillo, top of next hour. Greg Olson also stops by today. You know, we got into this yesterday with the golf tour, the PGA, and the LIV golf tour. So they merged, essentially. It is interesting. Once you take the emotion out of it, we have a Rory McIlroy bite. I want to play it again. So Rory McIlroy was one of the people that was a bit sanctimonious, very much loyal. But as a European, the European tour has played in these countries, the Middle East, many times. I also pointed out yesterday, golf used to have a Shell oil event. If you're in the oil business, you're dealing with the Middle East. It should also be noted, from comedians to actors, you know, a lot of actors make big money selling stuff overseas, big commercials overseas. I think it's very possible that the greatest golfers in the history of this country have spoken in the Middle East before for massive sums of money. So Rory McIlroy, who has a little bit of egg on his face because he was one of the, I'm never leaving the PGA, he acknowledged this yesterday.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and, you know, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, removing myself from the situation, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that. But for me as an individual, yeah, there's just going to have to be conversations that are had.
Yeah, you have to pay him to come to your event. But let's be honest, almost every business is better when it's better funded and unified. And golf is wonky and hanky. It's boxing with a four iron. There's tournaments run here by this group and that group, and Ryder Cups run by multiple groups. It's very much boxing.
How many people do you think, how many golfers are saying, man, loyalty is overrated today?
All of
them. Loyalty to a company.
All of them.
They'll dump you in a second. They'll screw you in a second.
It's the Herd. Hour 2 next.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.